gets together
on it, so.
A lot of people come home then and help people out?
Quite a bit, quite a bit.
That's good. You got me thinking about a lot of things. I think I'm about to come on. Well, we'll talk about weather in a little bit. I would actually think that you get even more tornadoes than.
But we didn't, as a kid, we didn't really have many tornadoes. But we didn't have the warning system that we have now. And those tornadoes could very well have been there.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just we weren't really aware that they were about to descend upon us.
Have you ever seen one? A tornado?
Yes. Yeah, not. I don't know if you could say I saw the one in 90. Actually, I was in the basement. I felt it more than saw it.
Wow.
I was at church that evening. And we got very, very little warning of it, but we did get enough that we went to the basement.
Mm-hmm.
And while I can't say that I actually saw it, you certainly felt it as it went over.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know what I was going to ask. Was anybody hurt by it?
It was almost a miracle. This happened at a little after 8 in the evening.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a little bit of warning, not a whole lot, but enough that people got in. I know some of them went in the freezers over here at one of the restaurants. Everybody went in there and of course we were in a prayer meeting at church.
Uh-huh.
And so there was a couple people that were hurt, but not seriously, no fatalities.
Excellent.
Which was amazing due to the amount of damage that was done.
Any cars turned over or anything?
There was just
wow. And you said the hail came right then, too?
Yeah, the hail came right then, too.
Church might be a good place to be then, right?
Well, my daughter, when she heard about it, the one in the spring, she thought, oh, my goodness. She said, if Mom is up to her usual schedule, she will have been at church. And I happened to be there.
That's good.
So I'm glad I wasn't home, although we do have a little, it's not a finished basement or anything, but you can get down there if you needed to. So.
Yeah. Let me ask you about some of these rooms. What about this main room? What do you call that? This
living room.
Has that always been one big room?
Yes.
Okay,
yeah,
good.
It's always
been. So, did you have something different growing up than a living room, or was that pretty much what you
had? That was living room.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And do you have a fireplace in here?
Yeah, I do.
All right.
It's around behind here.
All right, good. What, do you have a piece on top of it where you can put knickknacks?
Mm-hmm.
What is that called?
Mm-hmm. Mantle.
Okay. And the place where the smoke comes out?
Chimney.
Okay. Do you have one of those ones, can you get in from behind it, like outside, and scoop out the...
We did. At the time my first husband was living,
mm-hmm.
he really enjoyed this fireplace, so we would make it a day of it and go out and get firewood.
Mm-hmm.
And you could... get into the from the outside of the house. We didn't very often have to clean it out, but it was made with this huge cement place where your ashes go down.
Okay.
And you can drag them out, and that way you don't have to be carrying them in and out.
Okay. Yeah, that's...
And it worked very well.
Good.
Not so much heat, because it really needed... It has what you call a heatilator, but
okay.
It needs a fan.
Okay.
And then after he was gone, I knew I could not do that wood bit anymore, so I had it converted to gas.
Okay. When you did use it, did the chimney sometimes get plugged up with stuff?
Yes, actually didn't get plugged up, but you took the precaution to clean it, as best you could.
Okay. What did you call the stuff that you cleaned out of there, out of the chimney?
Soot, I guess.
Okay. Is there a place, like, in front of the fireplace where you can... set something, or is there like a brick place? Or?
Yeah, there is.